Welcome to 24/7 World Radio Podcast with Brother Eric John Phelps on this July 3rd, 2026. This message will be a podcast concerning what I believe the Jesuit order has in store for the coming months and few years, as well as some more things concerning prophecy. So, Father, we thank you for the lovely day. Pray in Jesus' name, we'll bless this message. And may thine elect, not saved, truly repent, turn from their iniquities, believe the gospel that Christ died for their sins, was buried, and rose again, and thereby be sealed by the Holy Spirit unto the day of redemption, having an everlasting covenant with thee through the New Testament. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. I just watched the movie titled Citizen Vigilante, and I will tell you, it is utterly thrilling. Makes me want to go do the same thing, punishing these Muslim savages for all the crime that they've committed against not only the people, the white people of Europe, but also the white people here in America. Those Muslim savages in Minneapolis, Minnesota, had the historic Lutheran city that's apostate, having departed from the Luther Bible and the Reformation English Bible of the AV 1611 in its present edition of 1769, as well as its forerunner, the beloved Geneva Bible. So those Lutherans have departed from the Word of God. They don't denounce Romanism anymore. And so they're perfect pagans, practically speaking, and therefore the imperfect place to be under the judgment of God as he uses Islam to punish that historic white apostate Protestant section of North America. Islam is the sword of the church. Islam was created by the church. That's Sunni Islam, not Shia. Shia Islam has always been considered to be heretical Islam by the papacy. And so the papacy is out to terminate Shia Islam. And they will use their Sunnis to do it. They will use their American military empire to do it. They'll use any means necessary to terminate the Shia Muslims. Not that I have any love for their religion, but they're dupes and they're stooges for the papacy through the government of Iran that's run by the papacy that the Kukumani was put in power after the Jesuit CIA removed the Shah from Iran in 1979 with the October surprise. And then they put Khomeini in power, who was a complete and total CIA asset, as well as his the ones who have followed him, to bring upon the Iranian people, 50% of whom are Shia Muslims, to bring upon them the curse of the everlasting Abrahamic covenant of Genesis 12, 1 through 3, and Genesis 17. We read in Genesis 17 concerning this Abrahamic covenant, verse 1 and 2. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect, meaning mature. It doesn't mean sinless and flawless. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be called be Abraham, for a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make thee exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations out of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. The most important king being, of course, the Lord Jesus Christ at his second coming, when he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, to rule all nations with a rod of iron from his world capital of Jerusalem, Isaiah chapter 2. And I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee in their generations, for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. The seed will be the 12 tribes, will be Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and thus the 12 tribes. It's not the singular seed of Genesis 22. It's his racial descendants through Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. And therefore, the Abrahamic covenant is a race covenant. And the symbol of that covenant that the everlasting God has with those racial Hebrew, Jewish, Israelitish people is that symbol is circumcision. The removal of the foreskin off the penis. That's the symbol of the Abrahamic covenant that all Jews must perform, they must do, admitting that they are descendants of Abraham through Isaac and Jacob, and therefore the inheritors of the everlasting covenant called the Abrahamic covenant, which is still in existence today in 2026. The Jewish people have not been destroyed. Their racial identity has not been lost, in spite of these liars with the Esau-Edom heresy. And they still have their Hebrew language, and they've still preserved their racial identity, because it must be done so that the nations know who the Jews are, whereby they may be either they bring the curse or the blessing of the Abrahamic covenant upon themselves. So the racial Hebrew Jewish Israelites have not lost their racial identity. They never will. If they would, the everlasting covenant of the Abrahamic covenant would cease to exist, because it's a racial covenant having nothing to do with the religion of the Jews. It's a race covenant. God is a racialist. He distinguishes between the races. There are racial Hebrew, Jewish, Israelites, and there are racial Gentiles, non-racial Jews. So, he says in verse 7, I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee and their generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to give thy seed after thee. Verse 8, and I will give unto thee and to thy seed after thee the land wherein thou art a stranger, the land that he spoke to Abram about previously in Genesis 15, the land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan. It's not called Palestine. Palestine is a term of the Roman Caesars. It's a term of Rome today, and it's a term that all the pagans use to describe Israel as the land of Palestine when it's the land of Canaan. It's a Roman term. And we Bible-believing Christians should not use that term to designate that land. We should always designate it as the land of Canaan, called by Rome the land of Palestine. And hence the Palestinians are proxies for the Pope to continue to create agitation against the Hebrew, Jewish, Israelitish people who own that land. That land was given to them in this everlasting covenant in Genesis 15 here. The Palestinian, quote unquote, there's no such thing anyway. They're just Arab Muslims claiming to have a right to the land, which is a bold-faced lie. And if they were truly Muslim, they would acknowledge the right of the Hebrew, Jewish, Israelitish people to their land and move to the surrounding Arab countries. But they won't, because they hate God, they hate the Bible, they hate Jesus Christ. They claim they know Jesus Christ, but the Jesus Christ of Islam is a phony baloney Christ. It's not the true Christ of the Old Testament and New Testament scriptures. And so they continue to be brainwashed agitators, constantly committing crimes against the Jews living in their own land. And the Apostle Paul was a Hebrew, he was an Israelite, and he said he also was a Jew in Acts 23. So they are synonymous terms. All Hebrews are Jews, but not all Jews are Hebrews or Israelites. Remember the difference. I've preached on this many times. Going on. The land wherein thou art a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. And God said unto Abraham, thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore thou and thy seed after thee in their generations. And the covenant is circumcision. We go on to verse 13. He that is born in thy house, or bought with money of any stranger which is not of thy seed, he that is born in thy house, and he that is bought with thy money, must needs be circumcised, and my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. The covenant of circumcision is everlasting. The covenant that God established with Abraham is everlasting. It has never ceased to exist. Anybody that tells you that the Abrahamic covenant has ceased to exist is a liar, and the truth is not in him, because he's serving his father, the devil, who was a liar from the beginning. And a great lie today is saying that the Abrahamic covenant is over and that the Jews have no right to their land. You got that, Tucker Carlson? You got that, Nikki Fuentes, you Jesuit agitators? Verse 19. And God said, Sarah, thy wife, shall bear thee a son indeed, and thou shalt call his name Isaac. Remember, for in Isaac shall thy seed be called. We read that in Romans chapter 9. His name shall be called, Isaac, and I will establish my covenant with him for an everlasting covenant, and with his seed after him. So, the Abrahamic covenant now extends to Isaac, not Ishmael, Muslims. It's extended through Isaac. You Ishmaeli Muslims have no right to the land, only the descendants of Abraham through Isaac. So, again, that's what the Bible says. You Muslims claim to believe the Bible. That's what the Bible says in Genesis 17. It goes on in verse 21. But my covenant will I establish with Isaac, which Sarah shall bear unto thee at this set time in the next year. So the Abrahamic covenant is an everlasting covenant, and it was extended to Isaac. Isaac, too, now has that everlasting covenant. And this everlasting covenant that God made with Abraham will extend to Jacob. That this marvelous covenant, the only covenant that God ever made with man of this magnitude concerning a race of people, we read in Genesis 48, verse 4. And said unto me, I will start with verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that one told Joseph, behold, thy father is sick. And he took with him his two sons, Manasseh and Ephraim. And one told Jacob and said, behold, thy son Joseph cometh unto thee. And Israel strengthened himself and sat upon the bed. Remember, Joseph, Jacob is Israel. That's his other name. And Jacob said unto Joseph, God Almighty appeared unto me at Luz in the land of Canaan, not the land of Palestine, in the land of Canaan, and blessed me, and said unto me, behold, I will make thee fruitful and multiply thee, and I will make of thee a multitude of people, and I will give this land to thy seed after thee for an everlasting possession. So this seed goes from Abraham to Isaac to Jacob. Okay? And Jacob is the one speaking here. Jacob has the promise of the Abrahamic covenant being the everlasting covenant. And now this everlasting covenant is going to go to the 12 sons of Jacob, as we read in Genesis 49. One of those sons is Judah. And out of Judah shall Shiloh come, who is the Lord Jesus Christ. He will bind his foal unto the vine, that's his first coming, and his ass's colt unto the choice vine, that's his first coming. He washed his garments in wine, that's his second coming. We have a gap fact between these two words of vine and he. And his clothes in the blood of grapes, his eyes shall be red with wine, and his teeth white with milk. All second coming. So we have the first and second coming of the son of Judah here, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, also called Shiloh. he whose right it is. So from the Abrahamic covenant through Isaac, through Jacob, through Judah, we have the Abrahamic covenant is now extended to the Lord Jesus Christ, because he has a right to inherit the promise of the Abrahamic covenant in its finality, where the land will be a final perpetual possession of the physical racial seed of Abraham through Isaac and Jacob and the 12 tribes. That's yet to happen. They did possess the land at one time, but it was not completed. They were taken off their land. They didn't possess it. So the Abrahamic covenant was not fulfilled, because the possession has to be an everlasting possession, not just a temporary possession. We read in Psalm 105, verses 9 through 11, which covenant he made with Abraham? Well, verse 8, he hath remembered his covenant forever, the word which he commanded to a thousand generations, which covenant he made with Abraham, and his oath unto Isaac, and confirmed the same unto Jacob for a law, and to Israel for an everlasting covenant, saying, unto thee will I give you the land of Canaan, not Palestine, the lot of your inheritance. The Abrahamic covenant extended to Isaac, to Jacob, to the 12 sons, specifically Judah, so that the Lord Jesus Christ would personally enforce the Abrahamic covenant at his second coming, as Yeshua HaMashiach, the promised one, of Genesis 49, of Genesis 49, when Jacob gives the blessing to his son Judah. And so, what's my point? The point is, the racial Hebrew-Jewish Israelites have not lost their identity. Oh, the devil sought to pervert it and destroy it. The devil sought to make Edomites Jews, which there were probably a few of them who became religious Jews, but they were never racial Jews. The devil sought to race mix the 12 tribes of Israel with the Assyrians, to bring the Assyrians in and to miscegenate with the 12 tribes, so that the offspring would be called Samaritans, speaking the Assyrian language, so they'd be deprived of their racial identity, deprived of their linguistic identity. But that's typical for the devil in seeking to destroy a racial people that God has blessed, like he has blessed us white Protestant and Baptist peoples over the past, over the last 500 years. So now he is destroying us. The devil is destroying us racially, just as he sought to destroy the Jews racially using the Assyrians in their occupation of northern Israel, which was the land of the 10 tribes. The devil doesn't change in his plots to destroy the people that the Lord has blessed, whether it's physical racial people that he has created by the way of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, or his spiritual people, those us Gentiles that he saved, placed us in the body of Christ, grafted us into the olive tree in Revelation, Romans chapter 9, 10, and 11. And so the devil's busy destroying the racially white reformed nations born out of the Protestant Reformation by forced race mixing, forced miscegenation with the blacks and the Asians, and bringing up these millions of Hispanics up in here to destroy our racial identity, as we were the ones that birthed Western civilization, and we gave havens to the racial Hebrew-Jewish Israelites to live in our countries, bringing upon us the blessing of this everlasting Abrahamic covenant. Okay. So, that's the everlasting Abrahamic covenant, primarily for the racial Hebrew-Jewish Israelites. And we Gentiles don't need to practice circumcision. Baptism doesn't replace circumcision. It's all nonsense. It's all replacement theology. Heresy. If we want to circumcise, we can, but we don't have to. That is a right for the racial Jews, showing the everlasting Abrahamic covenant that they are part of. Now, as I mentioned, I just watched Citizen Vigilante yesterday, and it's about a white man who's an American that goes into Europe, and he starts taking vengeance on the criminals that have brought the Muslim invaders into Europe. He executes these Muslim rapists, six of them or so, that rape this white young girl. And he says to her, while she's in the hospital, "Do you want justice?" And she says, "I want justice because the government's not doing it. The government's not punishing crime. And when the government doesn't punish crime, you don't owe any allegiance to it." Now, my Baptist brethren will call me an anarchist, but that's what the Bible teaches. The purpose of government is to punish evil and to reward good. And if it doesn't punish evil, it has departed from its purpose of government. It is no government and is to be resisted righteously and even physically by the Lord's people, as white Protestant Calvinists and Baptists did a couple hundred years ago. And the Lord blessed us in it. And so this man that's taking vengeance, he's a pagan. There's a scene in there where he's fornicating with a prostitute, which was unnecessary. But he says to this young woman that's been viciously beaten, her eyes are black and blue, she's in a hospital bed in traction, and he says to her, "Do you want justice?" She says, "I want justice." He said, "Okay," gets up and walks out. And so he finds this Muslim family. And he finds this family of where the son, who was one of the six rapists or so, is living. And he goes into their home, and he's got a silenced 9mm, I believe. And he sits them all down, and he gives them a talking to. And so he tells the son to call his friends over. And he tells you, "If you don't call your friends, I'm going to shoot your sister." Because the sister said on her little hand phone there on public, where everybody gets to see it, that this white girl deserved to be raped by these Muslim savages. So she's just as guilty. The mother's just as guilty because she says she deserved it too. The father says, "I teach the Holy Quran. The Quran validates the rape of non-Muslim women." That's what kind of a filthy, sinful, savage book the unholy Quran is. And it has no place in Western civilization. And the people who believe it have no place in Western civilization. Just go back to your savage Muslim countries and keep killing each other. So, finally, these couple of friends come in, and he shoots them. He shoots the son, he shoots the father, he shoots the mother, he shoots the daughter, he shoots them all. And then the next batch of the Muslim rapists come in, he shoots them, kills them, and then the last batch comes in, he's behind him, shoots him in the back of the head. I say, praise God. They should have got publicly executed for that. And I'll tell you this, in Saudi Arabia, if there were some Christians who did this to some Muslim women, they would be beheaded, as they should be. No, no, not now. The boys were doing something that, well, they... And so this goes to the judge now. And so this guy finds the judge that made an excuse for them and let them go. So they need more therapy. So he finds the judge. The judge is walking down the courthouse steps while he's disguised as a police officer. And he talks to the judge, grabs the judge, injects heroin into his neck, and then puts the judge in the car and drives him away and proceeds to give him the proper tongue lashing that he does for the being a co-conspirator in the rape of this innocent woman. He takes him out to an area. He pours some vodka on him, whatever, and he cuts his wrists so he can bleed out and drives off. You know what I say? I say, praise God. Because the judge is a contributor to the destruction of the culture of those European nations by doing this, by letting these Muslim savages go. And this is bigger than what you think. This doesn't happen without the Pope's Masonic Lodge facilitating all this with his Knights of Malta. They facilitated this. They have made it happen. The intelligence communities of all these European nations are participating in this. British SIS, MI6, MI5. French Secret Service, all of them, Italian Secret Service, the German, BND, they're all, the intelligence services are facilitating all this. Why? Why are they facilitating the Muslim savage invasion of rape, robbery, and murder of the white peoples of Europe? Why are they doing this? Do you think that the Jesuits are going to give up white Europe that was historically Catholic to these Muslim savage invaders that they brought in here in the first place? As Christian Pino has said in one of his videos, that the Vatican has instituted or erected a room of prayer in the Vatican for the Muslims. Now, when are you Roman Catholics going to wake up and realize your filthy Pope and your Jesuit order brought this Muslim invasion into this country? What's wrong with you Polish Catholics, you Irish Catholics, you Italian Catholics that live in this country and have the blessings of the greatest freedom of conscience that ever existed in the last 500 years? And now your church, your brotherhood of death has brought these savages in here for your destruction too? The Pope doesn't like you Roman Catholics out there with freedom of conscience. The Pope doesn't like you Roman Catholics trying to plan your family. He wants you to have as many children that you can have so that you can support them, so that you can be in poverty and there's no middle class. And so if you're not going to do that, well, we'll bring in all these Muslims and they can reproduce and we'll give them money for that. And we'll give these majority savage blacks a bunch of money here so they can constantly copulate and produce all these little bastard babies so they can be trained to hate whitey and give them, the mothers give them $1,500 a month for these little bastards. That's the government here in the U.S. That's the Pope's emergency war powers, military government making war on us, using having weaponized the blacks and now weaponizing the Hispanic Catholics and weaponizing the Muslims against us. That's what's happening. I mean, Citizen Vigilante is a very fulfilling movie because he's punishing the judges who do this. He's punishing the savage Muslims who do this. He's punishing the cops that enforce this. He kills a whole bunch on a SWAT team. That's the problem here. If you resist it here, the SWAT team will come out and arrest you or even shoot you. And some feminist white wench who's a prosecutor will prosecute you for defending yourself against these savages that want to rob, rape, and kill you. And I say the prosecutors ought to be next. If they don't have the decency not to prosecute a man that's protecting his family and his property from these savages, then these DAs, these district attorneys, are just as much criminals as the Muslim savages and the Hispanic Roman Catholic savages and the black savages that are destroying us. That's right. Why do you think they gave these blacks all these free education so they can become lawyers and then ultimately prosecutors and ultimately judges to rule against us in their racist hatred, racism against us white people? Where's the black man that says, no, I'm not going along with that? There is one black man congressman out of Texas who refuses to be a member of that savage socialist communist black caucus with that Ethel Wall with what her name, Maxine Waters there, that wench, that agitator, that hater of white people. These things, if you're listening overseas, these are not allowed to be spoken of. And that's why I'm Mr. Persona non grata. I'm the racist, the sexist, and the bigot. Simply because I'm telling you these things. Remembering that I had a young black man live in my house with my family for over 1 year. That makes me am I a racist? Do I hate black people? Why don't you wake up, white people? Why don't you wake up, black people, and realize you're being played to go right into the new right? The papacy has weaponized you blacks. The papacy has weaponized you Muslims against us white men so that we white men will all unite together into the new right with a common enemy. And this can only be done if the churches of this country, the white Protestant and Baptist churches, have departed from the Reformation Bible and have departed from denouncing the Roman papacy as the dynasty of the Antichrist. Every pope's an Antichrist, and the final pope of Rome, slain with a sword, risen from the dead, Revelation 13:14, will be the beast, will be the Antichrist. These Protestant churches aren't teaching you that anymore. These Baptist churches don't teach you that. They got a Jesuit dispensationalism that takes your attention away from the papacy, even though that dispensationalism is true. But where it benefits the papacy is, you know, all the eyes are off the Pope. I teach Calvinistic biblical dispensationalism, where you have your seven dispensations, but the devil seeking to bring his man of sin to power, his Babylonian Messiah, as spoken of by Alexander Hislop in the Two Babylons, is the final Pope of Rome. That's why the papacy cannot be destroyed. It's the devil's vehicle to fulfill his mystery of iniquity. And he's fulfilling it now in America with all these alien invaders deliberately let in here by both the Democratic and the Republican parties to our destruction. Meanwhile, we'll build a wall down on the southern border, not to keep them out, but to keep us in so we can't escape when the savage new right comes to power that's going to organize a massive persecution against the Jews of America. I just recently had to disassociate from a brother in Christ I've known for years because he keeps going on and on about Israel and Israel running the country and Netanyahu. And I had to say, hey, Brother John, if you keep this up, I'm going to disassociate from you. I have taught you that Netanyahu works for the Pope. I've taught you that these Muslim leaders, including King Salman of Saudi Arabia, works for the Pope. I've taught you that the major Muslim leaders, Erdogan of Turkey, works for the Pope. They're all working for the papacy. And so, in control of all the factions, they can bring to pass what they want, because there aren't very many preachers going to tell you what I'm telling you today. We're all for the people living in their land, pursuing the Abrahamic covenant, but the government of Israel is composed of scornful men, of Isaiah 28, of wicked shepherds, of Ezekiel 34, that are against the people of Israel, and that's exactly what we have today. As Bob Dylan's mother used to teach him, that Jewess, and we can read in his book, Chronicles, she taught him, Bob, the Pope is the king of the Jews. She was right. The Pope is presently the king of the Jews. He's the vicar of Christ. Yeah. So this is what they're up to. Now, going on with a few more details of the citizen vigilante. In the end, he managed to persuade the head of the police to go to the parliament of their country and start to resist this Muslim invasion that's destroying the democracy of their country. He said, I am teaching you how to do this so that you can do it for yourself, to incite the people to resist this. And this movie, Citizen Vigilante, is banned in Germany. You know why? Because the Jesuits know the nature of the German men, and they will get angry, they will get furious, and they will know what's been done to them after World War II with the robbery, rape, and murder of these black American servicemen and these black French servicemen and these black English servicemen constantly fornicating and bastardizing their white German women and their white German race. In the occupation of East Germany, bastardizing the Germans through the Slavic race mixing of the East Germans, because East Germany was Protestant. And those German men, Brother Nico told me, he said, Eric, when I tell you what you wrote in Vatican Assassins, what was done to Germany, he said the German people get angry. They get mad. And the Jesuits know that. They know that they cannot allow a German backlash against this invasion that would arise from the German men. They want the backlash controlled by a Jesuit coadjutor that will control the backlash, unite the white nations of Europe under the military dictator subject to the Pope, so that Europe will be united one day against Islam for the benefit of the Pope and his revived Roman Empire. He's got to destroy the divisions of those white peoples in Europe. So we'll give them all a euro. We'll do away with the German marks and the French francs, and we'll do away with all their money that bespeaks of nationalism, and we'll give them all the Pope's euro. What a sin. Part of the unification of the whites into Europe, which are apostate, they've departed from the Bible, they don't read the Bible anymore, it's pretty well an atheistic socialist group of people, They're perfect stooges to be driven into the new right by all this Muslim savagery that the Masonic Lodge of Islam and the Masonic Lodge of Europe and Scottish Rite and Grand Orient and all those other centers are busy using this and working together to facilitate the unification of Europe under with a common enemy, Islam, so that this tremendous empire of a reunited Europe, which would be greater than America industrially, financially, can be used as the battle axe of the Pope of Rome during the 70th week of Daniel, the still yet future. So where are we today? We white people are in the midst of savage attacks against us every day. Charlie Kirk said that these black men rape 600 white women a year. No, Charlie, it's more than that. It's they rape 100 a day. And you multiply that by 365 and you got 30,000 black on white rapes every year. These savage blacks kill at least 10 white people a day here in America. And these savage blacks are busy killing white women. But we can't talk about that, can we, Sean Hannity? We can't talk about that, Lawrence O'Donnell, can we? We can't talk about that. Why, that's racism and prejudice, isn't it, you filthy, wicked sinners? You traitors to your own white race. You make me sick. God hates it. You betrayers of your own people because God instituted the races to keep mankind separate. Not that we all should race mix and miscegenate into one great big mass of faceless, non-history, mankind that has nothing to do with any back history that they can claim as a people. Oh no, got to get rid of the languages, got to get rid of the borders, just like Neo and Matrix, a world with no borders. That's all Jesuit. If you're going to have freedom, you better have countries with borders, the establishment of nations that got instituted in Genesis 10. You don't have that, you've got anarchy, which justifies absolutist military dictators around the world to kill whoever they want to kill, because after all, they've disarmed everybody, and they want to disarm us Americans with their filthy gun control propaganda. When a safe culture is an armed culture, I want to have that, because you can't shoot and kill these Muslims that come up and want to kill you. By the way, as I was teaching previously, you white men better learn how to use a knife. You better carry a knife. You better learn how to kill with a knife. You better carry a gun if you can. You better always be armed, because when these savages begin to approach you, you better pull your knife, keep it in your hand, and as you're walking by, they're going to know you're going to cut them or stick them with it if they want to stick you. They got to develop a fear for us. That's right. And a respect. I always said, I don't want to be loved. I want to be feared. I want to be respected. And part of respect is coupled with a fear to do me evil, a fear to do you evil. So, God wants, first of all, to be worshipped. We are to fear him first, to love him secondly. We fear the Lord and then we worship him, then we love him, not vice versa. And so it ought to be the same with us. We ought to be feared and respected, because if you mess with this guy, he's a Bible-believing, born-again Calvinist and has been having a history of using the sword of just defense. And if you want to persecute him or rape or try to rape his wife, he's going to kill you. Yeah, that's a nice restraint, wouldn't you say? That's a restraint that ought to be in any culture. For these savages just to, at random, choose who they're going to rape, you want to pull that? You're dead. You know what the Turks do? You know what the Turks did to the black American servicemen who raped their Turkish women at Incirlik, American air base there many years ago? I was told this by a guy that was stationed at Incirlik. He said they take them out and they cut off their black penises and they shove them in their mouths, down their throats, and then they kill them and leave them dead in the street. That's what the Turks do when you rape their Turkish women. And you know what? I don't have a problem with that. That's why the blacks didn't want to go to Turkey. They couldn't get any Turkish vagina. Yeah, because they'd be killed by the Turkish men. Praise God. I lived through that. I know that. Nobody told me that. I remember when I was going to be deployed to Israel one time back in 1973, and we had some black staff sergeant there to bomb dump. And he said, oh, go, we're going to go to Israel and get some Jewish vagina. He used the word pussy or pee, but he said, we're going to go get some Jewish vagina there in Israel. That's what we want. That's all they got on their minds. And so you have to punish crime. You can't permit it. And that's what the Muslims do, and I respect them for that. They don't allow rape in their country, especially Turkey. So what do we have here? We have in this country the perfect recipe for anarchy and the resolution of anarchy, which is a new right, fascist military dictatorship. So what we're going to have is we have to have an incident. Everything is an alliance now. We're going to blame Israel for having us align against Iran. How is that in our national interest? Well, first of all, remember, there's no such thing as airborne nuclear war. Bruce Cathy proved it in his great work, Harmonic 33 and Harmonic 495. You have the novel titled The Jesus Factor by Edwin Corley, and shows you that Harry Truman saying, oh, the Nandible thing doesn't even blow up if it's dropped. It detonates when it's on ground, when it's stable with on-ground detonations, when the sun is coming up or when the sun is up. But they don't detonate them at night, and they're not detonating flying bombs or missiles. That's all papal lies, all of it. It's as much of a lie as the earth is a globe. The earth is no globe. We had to be brainwashed into that when we were little children. The earth is a plane. Read the book, Terra Firma, by Scott. Read Zetetic Astronomy by Robotham. Read it. Read them. Do some reading. Stop using the internet and Wikipedia as a source of all your knowledge, because that's totally destroyed, totally manipulated. So what we have here is we have this anarchy, and we have Israel is in place to be blamed if there is a terrible event that affects the American troops. And I maintain that the U.S. troops are going into Israel, as they've already been there. I think there's some 6,000 of them now. And the war between Israel and Iran, and also the U.S., after the Shia have been neutralized, because Iran is to survive, Iran will be the invasion of Russia into Israel in the 70th week of Daniel, before the beginning of the last half, when Israel's at peace and they have a land of unwalled villages, and the covenant of Isaiah 28, the covenant of death, they are being protected by it. Daniel 9:27. Iran will be with Russia in its invasion. But this war is for the termination of Shia Islam. And rightfully so, because it's been arming all of the terrorist agencies against Israel for the last 40, 50 years. So it's brought upon, those people have brought upon themselves the Abrahamic curse, because they didn't resist the government. Now, recently they did, what, some 20,000 of them were murdered by those Shia Muslim savages running Iran for the Pope. They're running it for the Pope. The leaders of Iran work for the Pope, just like the leaders of Israel work for the Pope, just like the leaders of the United States work for the Pope. It's like the leaders of England and the UK work for the Pope. It's like the leaders of Russia work for the Pope. The president of Poland said it's Vladimir Putin that's bringing in all these Muslims into Europe, but we don't let them in Poland. He said, I hate Vladimir Poland. He wants to destroy Poland. And if you go through Warsaw, you don't have any savage Muslims robbing, raping, and pillaging in Roman Catholic Poland or Roman Catholic Croatia. Now, the Muslim invaders is only for the white nations that were historically liberal and Protestant. So we'll bring them into France and Italy and the historic Protestant nations of Germany and Denmark and Sweden and England and Scotland, so they can rob, rape, and pillage and make havoc there in destroying the Reformation, but at the same time driving all these whites into an alignment an alliance of the new right, as Martin Lee points out in his book, The Beast Reawakens, that Europe is to go into a new right. And Martin Lee was a Roman Catholic. He was a writer for National Catholic Reporter for years. So I maintain that's what's going to happen, that with this war that is blossoming now over the Strait of Hormuz, that the Iran could be completely neutralized in probably 6 weeks if the Jesuits want to neutralize it, but they're not. They want as many Iranian Shia killed as possible, because that brings stability to Sunni Islam in the Middle East, with the Gulf nations that are all Sunni, for the benefit of the Pope and for the ultimate building of the Antichrist, united Europe and united Sunni Islam nations. Yeah. That's why there's a prayer room for the Sunni Muslims in the Vatican. Roman Catholics. You like that? So I think what's going to happen is that the Masonic leaders of the Pope of Israel, working for the Pope in Israel, that they will do something. They will do something that will incite the Americans' peoples against the Jews of Israel, of the Jews of America too. And this, I maintain, is going to be after the annihilation of the Shia Muslims in Iran. They're going to pull something that will they'll be able to blame the Jews of America for, because after all, it's the Jews of AIPAC and Jews of America that brought America in on the side of Israel in this war with Iran. That's what James Traficant would tell you. That's what a host of these other congressmen would tell you. Because they are working for the Jesuits, and they don't want you to know that the order controls the American Congress, not the Jews. And the Jews there that are significant are busy working for the Jesuit order, like Chuckie Schumer. That B'nai B'rith Jewish Freemason working for the Pope, creating anti-Jewish fury all throughout the country, as did Henry Killinger. That's what the Greeks, that's what the Cypriots called Henry Killinger when the Turks attacked them in 1974, killing 15 or 20,000 Cypriot Orthodox people. They call the Turks, they call Henry Kissinger, who caused that, they call him Henry Killinger. Cypriots call him Henry Killinger. And so, what outrageous thing could be done by Israel, or that the Jews of Israel and America could be blamed? Well, could it be the destruction of the Jerusalem mosques for the building of the third Hebrew temple that Hegseth wants to do, as he spoke openly about it? As Pierre Van Passen said, that was going to happen. That the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem said back in 1939, these Zionists want to build the third Hebrew temple. It's in the book Pierre Van Passen's Days of Our Years, both the first and the second edition, which is a little longer. I have both of them. Something, and then the demolition of the American Capitol building in District of Columbia. So, when the Iranians are blamed for that, because it can be brought about by the intelligence community here, just as they pulled off 9/11, there were no Muslims that caused 9/11. That was done by the Pope's American intelligence community here, using thermite and little mini nukes in the basements of those towers. It was impossible that any foreign group could do that. But they were blamed, and that's a justification of the crusade, this present crusade against Islam, the 12th Crusade, as I called it. So when they blow the Capitol building, maybe the payback will be the blowing up of the Jerusalem mosques, so that all of Islam can hate and kill American people wherever they find them. And that's exactly what I was told by a Muslim when I was at a meeting years ago in Pasadena, California, with a National Health Federation meeting. He said, Allah would never allow that. But if that happened, if the Americans did this, we would teach our Muslim children to hate and kill Americans till we would kill them all. And that's what's going to happen. the mosques in Jerusalem are going to be blown. The Americans will be blamed for that. Now all the resident Muslims here will start their pillaging and murder of American people, aided and abetted by the new right fascist party that will be in power, because fascism always works with Islam. Why do you think Trump hasn't gotten rid of them? Why do you think Jesuit Joe Biden let them in? Why do you think Jesuit Joe Biden gave him $85 billion worth of American military hardware so he could build the Islamic nations in preparation for our attack using our own weapons? Just like this criminal government gave military hardware and weapons to the Soviet Russians when they would invade Germany, and the Germans saw Made in USA and all the vehicles so they could rape, pillage, and plunder the German people. All facilitated by this military government in District of Columbia since 1933. It's the same game over again. And so, I think that it'll be the destruction of the Capitol building to be blamed on the Shia Muslims of Iran that will result in a payback of launching missiles that are already in, what, Somalia? There's an American base there. Other places, to destroy the mosques in Jerusalem, the Jerusalem Mosque. And that almost happened with the affair of the USS Liberty. You got to get the 4-DVD set called Sacrificing Liberty, and you will learn there that the Soviets were ready to launch conventional weapons to destroy the mosques in Jerusalem if America invaded Egypt, which would benefit the papacy. They want those mosques gone. Muslims, the Roman papacy is your greatest enemy. They want those mosques gone. They want the third temple for the Pope. And they'll kill as many of you as possible. The billion of you. How many are there? 1.5 billion? Doesn't matter to him. He's got the weapons. He's got the technology. He's got the anti-gravity craft. He's got all the special weapons. He can annihilate you Muslims anytime he wants to. But he's using you. He's using you to fulfill his mystery of iniquity. And your Mahdi is nothing more than the Antichrist, the final Pope of Rome, to be slain with a sword rise from the dead. And in the middle of the 70th week of Daniel, that's the end of Islam, when the beast comes to power. And all the world will worship him, except the elect. So, and when the persecution of the Jews finally arrives here in America, the curse of the everlasting Abrahamic covenant will come into play, and America will be destroyed, or whatever went through Germany, whatever went through Russia during World War II, that's exactly what's going to happen to us. But you see, we have a whole bunch of smart people out there who believe in reincarnation. They don't believe the Bible's the word of God. They're their own final authority, and they will be used by the devil to persecute the Jews in this country over something that the leaders working for the Pope, the leaders of the Masonic Jewish Labor Zionist Government of Israel, have done. I want to show you how the Lord differentiates between the leaders of Israel and the people of Israel. Read in Ezekiel 34, verse 1. And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel, prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. Should not the shepherds feed the flocks? He goes on, verse 4. But with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. Verse 6, yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, because the earth is flat, so it has a face, on the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. And so we read concerning these false shepherds. He says, verse 1 and chapter 34, and the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel, prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves, should not the shepherds feed the flocks? Goes on down in verse 4. But with force and with cruelty have ye ruled them. Yeah, part of that's land for peace. We're going to give away Gaza. to the savage Muslims who call themselves quote-unquote Palestinians, so we can have a war there in the future. Who did that? That shepherd named Ariel Sharon did it in 2005. That Masonic Jew working for the Pope did that. No patriot would have given Gaza to those savages. They're these fat shepherds, and he was fat. Ariel Sharon was fat. And so he committed an act of high treason to give Gaza away to the Muslims. Yea, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth and did not search or seek after them. Therefore, ye shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. I live, saith the Lord God, surely because my flock became a prey and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, because there was no shepherd. Neither did my shepherds search for my flock, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. These are the Pope's Masonic Jewish labor Zionists. These are the ones that the great Ben Heck writes about in his book Perfidy, that betrayed the Jewish people into the hands of the Nazis, and the Hungarian Jews, some 400,000 of them, sent them to Auschwitz because they betrayed Joel Brand. David Ben-Gurion betrayed Joel Brand. David Ben-Gurion would become the best friend of that James Jesus Angleton, who would man the Vatican desk and the Israeli desk. That criminal, that James Jesus Angleton involved in the assassination cover-up of JFK, as I prove in my book. These Masonic Jewish labor leaders, Zionists, are Zionists for the devil. They're not biblical Zionists, claiming the right to live in their land because of the Abrahamic covenant. They're ruling the people of Israel for the Pope. Please get it in your heads. Just like the Arab leaders are ruling Qatar and the Emirates and Arabia, all for the Pope of Rome too. They all work together. This is the only way we can completely figure out what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on in District of Catholics, District of Communists, District of Colors in D.C., the military district. That's the only way we can figure that out. Overseen by the Jesuits of Georgetown. And nothing happens in D.C. without the Jesuits of Georgetown approving it or disapproving it. They rule. The Jesuits rule America. They rule District of Columbia. They rule all the state houses. And until we declare our independence by a state or a county level, they're going to continue to send these savages in here to kill us. They're going to continue to destroy the Reformation. They're going to continue to destroy us white men, because we're the terrible, awful white men that read the Bible and were led by patriotic leaders, and we had guns that stopped the Jesuit tyranny and oppression that we had under England. It's what the whites did in Germany when they stopped the oppression of Rome in the Germany and German Empire, and they had great men like the great Bismarck. We utterly abhorred the papacy. So, we got to go. We're on the hit list. And so, what's the conclusion here? Well, we need to, first of all, white men, repent. Turn from our iniquities, as the Bible states. By believing the gospel that Christ died for our sins, was buried, and rose again. Part of believing the gospel is repentance and turning from our iniquities. They're hand in hand. And then we need to begin to read the Bible, and that becomes our final rule of faith and practice. And so we believe in justification by faith alone, through grace alone. The good old Reformed doctrines of sola scriptura, only the scriptures and not the Pope of Rome, will be our cry once again. And then we will have patriotic leaders, and we will be armed. We will have our own guns, have our own ammunition, so that we are, the entire population can be an army for our leaders that want to protect us and keep us from being conquered by the papacy and all their Muslims and all their invading Roman Catholic Hispanics and anybody else they bring in here. That's what we need to do. It needs to be preached. So, in conclusion, the Lord will deliver his people from their wicked shepherds at the second coming of their Messiah, when he will judge them, and then he will set up his Davidic kingdom, where he will rule all nations with a rod of iron, and the small group of Hebrew Jewish Israelites that survived the great tribulation and survived the judgment of the 10 virgins of Matthew 25, they will enter in to the kingdom prepared by their Father from before the beginning of the world. That will assuredly happen. Happy day. those of us in Christ will have resurrection bodies, members of the church, the body of Christ, and we will rule and reign with Christ for 1,000 years as priests and kings with him. Happy ending. We live in time and space now in the midst of the devil's mystery of iniquity, and we have duties to perform. Will you do your duty? Will you resist unto blood, striving against sin? Hebrews 12:4. Will you not turn the other cheek, as the Lord Jesus Christ never taught the church to turn the other cheek, nor did he ever teach the church to love our enemies? You show me anywhere in the book of Romans where we are commanded to love our enemies. You show me anywhere in the general epistles and in the Pauline epistles we're told to love our enemies. Show me one place. I respect my enemies, but I don't love them. I give them the gospel. The Lord loves them, but I don't. And I give them the gospel, and hopefully they'll be saved. But nowhere are we told to love our enemies. We're told, for God so loved the world, that gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth on him should not perish. And this is the condemnation in verse 18. He that believeth not is condemned already. So because men are lost, they need to be saved. And so we have a burden for their souls, but we don't permit them to damage us. And this is why the Waldensians were destroyed by the papacy in the Dark Ages, because they refused to lift up the sword of just offense, and they were consumed. We will not. We will continue to preach the true gospel, call for men to repent, tell the truth about all the sin that's going on here, that's being shoved down our throats by the government in D.C. run by the Jesuits, by the government in Tel Aviv run by the Jesuits, by the government in Saudi Arabia, run by the Jesuits. By the government in London, run by the Jesuits. I mean, we're going to continue to tell the truth until maybe the Lord would intervene and begin to set back this mystery of iniquity, which he would like to do if we are obedient to his word. I trust we shall be. Till the next time we meet, Brother Eric John Phelps, 24/7 World Radio Podcast, on this July the 3rd, 2026. And may the Lord bless you as you read his word according to his, as he has preserved it in the AV 1611 Reformation English Bible in its present edition of 1769. Please send your gifts to RBT, P.O. Box 306, Newmanstown, Pennsylvania, 17073. Or you can send it to Cash App at Cash Tag Eric, E-R-I-C, John, J-O-N, Phelps, P-H-E-L-P-S. Or you can send it to my address at P.O. Box 306, make it out to RBT. P.O. Box 306, Newmanstown, Pennsylvania, 17073. You can use your gifts and donations. I have a roof to repair and a few other things. So may the Lord bless you to do his will according to his word. Until next time, Maranatha, the Lord be with you.